Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
It's just about that time for the Bray Report. Before we get into that, well, I got to tell you.
You're voting for a pedophile.
So are you. Subject. Your boy's at it again.
Already, Toledo?
It's Friday.
This one's from William. Toledo's voting for Biden, so obviously he thinks like a third grader. Ugh. Subject. Cucklito's at it again. Please remind Cucklito that Biden tweaked the nipple of an 8-year-old girl. Follow this link to see it. I didn't know that.
No, he didn't.
Don't click that link.
I'm not clicking on that. You kidding me? You say
Marcus
nipple,
will kill you.
Nipple and 8-year-old girl in the same link?
Oh, I'm not getting there in this studio.
Your guy didn't tweak an 8-year-old's nipple? No. I don't know anything about that story.
No.
Is that? Have you heard this?
Yeah. I've heard a lot about it.
From his neighbor
I've
this
also
morning.
Heard a, I've, to be fair on both sides, I've heard a lot of crazy crap about Trump, too, that is completely false.
The flamethrowers are coming out.
Boy's at it again. Yeah. Toledo's right. He may be at it again. But Trump and Epstein paid 13-year-old girls hundreds of thousands of dollars to shut up after they raped them. I don't know any of that's true.
No, but nobody knows if any of that's true.
Yeah. And then this is for you, Brady. Yesterday in the Brady Report, you said the average poop of every animal on the planet is 12 seconds long. I started thinking birds.
Birds are like half a second.
Yeah.
Birds,
but they're not
first
mammals,
of all, birds
right?
are
Oh,
mammals.
He did say mammals. That's right. Yeah. I thought he said birds animals. That's right. He said mammals. That's right. Yeah. Okay. And then this guy says, God damn it, Brady. I got home from work and I followed my dogs outside and watched them both poop. Both of them. Exactly 12 seconds.
Crazy.
And then I had to ask myself, why am I filming my dogs pooping? And then you're going to like this one. Please hold your comments until after the entire letter is read, because it's a dead giveaway for people who understood it. It says, John, I haven't heard you do a Megan 911 for a while, but I had one happen. My girlfriend and I were at a red light by the post office. And she was looking at the flags at the post office. And I could tell she was struggling. Something wasn't right. Eyebrows furrowed. I couldn't see all the flags, but I knew that she was looking at something that was confusing her. And I just let it go. We started to drive away a little bit. I got back to listening to the podcast of your show. I could tell still deep down something wasn't right. We're almost home now. About 15 seconds after we got to our next light and stop, she turned to me and she said,
where in the world is Palmia?
And I start to giggle, and I'm like, huh?
Where is Palmia?
See, I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a flag at the post office for a place called Palmia.
It's in Asia.
And he realized at that, or I realized at that moment, prisoners of war missing an action flag hangs over the post office. I haven't laughed like that in a while. I haven't heard of Megan 911, so I figured I'd share it with you. Please do not say my name, William Jackson.
Excellent. Excellent work.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's a keeper.
That is and again, the response to that is, my God, you're a good-looking lady.
He didn't give
She must be gorgeous. Palmia. I would have gone with it, though. Oh, Palmia. That's a nation we're almost at war with.
Yeah, in Asia. Southern Asia.
And the only things that stop the Palminese is Roadhead. And if they see you giving Roadhead, they want to stay far, far away from you. So you better get to work.
How come Palmia only employs old people?
Well, you look at that flag for a little while. It's like, maybe that's their George Washington. good to know she's up to date on the prisoners of war missing in action. We're not leaning on her to find anybody, that's for sure. Palmia, it's a nation, and the post office delivers there. It's time for the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters, Bud Light, and Mick Ultra. It's Friday, and that means we're closing in on the weekend, and of course, tomorrow's Halloween. You can enjoy an ice-cold Bud Light, plus costumes, candy, free kids' meals for the little monsters that you want to bring in there. Or if you're one of those guys who just wants to shut your lights out, go watch TV at Hooters and have some beer and avoid the rigmarole, well, then there you go. Head That's on over to a Hooters. That'll be you. You're going to Hooters. Yeah. Just head to Hooters. Yeah. Have a beer. Are you shutting your lights? He's not doing it.
I don't know.
It's a tough one, man. I'm not a light shutter.
You know, if you're waffling, don't do it.
I don't know. Yeah, well, that's kind of where I'm leaning towards not doing it.
I was there. Now I'm like, I don't want to be the pedophile house with all the lights out. I'm not a Biden supporter. I don't want to be a pedophile house.
Oh, well, then I guess I'm doing it now.
Yeah. Your boy's at it again. Good job not biting that one, Toledo. Well
done. Toledo, you should find out where the lady lives, knock on her door, and say, hey, we started off on the wrong foot this morning. Got any kids?
Yeah. I want to meet your children. And go dressed as Harley Quinn.
I'm going to get a giant I voted sign and go knock on her door.
I voted at the elementary school. Oh, their floors are so slippery when wet.
All right, that's enough.
Your guy's bad, too. Yeah, I want to keep my lights on. I don't want people thinking I'm a Biden supporter like Toledo. That's terrible.
All right, now I'm doing it.
Yeah,
I'm going shopping today. I'm going to buy candy.
Yeah, people think I'm a – signs out there that says I'm a pedophile in my front yard.
It's a Saturday. Medea's going to be working, right?
No, she's actually off for this one.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You got to go back and find that lady that said that
to
you
this morning.
I do. What a horrible human being.
I wish we were working tomorrow and catch her in the morning again.
Oh, get up. There's always morning. Just because we're not working doesn't mean mornings don't exist.
I'm not going to do that.
I don't blame you, but you're not that fired up about it if you're going to sleep in rather than fight a woman.
Who said I wanted to fight her?
You. Said I want to get up and
I
see her.
I said what
tomorrow.
I wanted to say.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Anyway, Brady, please report it.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi. Only 4 more days to bait Toledo into an argument on Instagram if you're interested.
It's
and they've tried.
No, I know they have.
It's National Text Your Ex Day.
Oh, okay. Sup, yo?
Yeah.
F
Why?
You.
Why? Why are you doing this?
Because it's National Text Your Ex Bitch Day. Yo. I'm getting more.
Get on it, Jay. Dude. Text Kathleen.
Here's the video. Yeah, Jay. Jay
already on it.
Oh, they're texting back and forth. I don't think we're going to make it to February. These two are going to find each other.
Yeah, I called that one.
Yeah, you did.
I called
you
that
really
way
did.
Early.
Yeah, Brett was basically saying this is not going to – they're going to find each other. We don't have anything about – that's not – we didn't do that. All we wanted to do is get a couple
say
of kids
again,
together
and
have
louder.
A chat. We did not encourage any other non-sanctioned debates. And by the way, I'm getting the tons of videos without the word nipple in it of when Joe Biden tweaked an 8-year-old's nipples. I am curious to see this. Did he do a bad? Did he really give her a good twist? Come on, man.
Click it.
Wow, here's a good one, Toledo. This really will hit home for you.
Uh-oh.
Politics. I don't know if he's trying to bait you or not, but this guy's got a real heady response to what's going on. You know, he wants to talk politics with you. You, Toledo. Toledo, you little communist bitch. You and your communist wife.
Well said. You must be a treat at parties.
2-minute response.
You must be a treat at parties.
All right, well played. Man.
Point, counterpoint.
Wow. Toledo's a good dude. You can't be that mad at him at all. These are these goddamn signs you put up in your yard.
Maybe Biden took a joke out of old man Bush's page. Huh? What's worse than a hurricane? A TT twister! The little girl.
No. Brady worked that one up for 5 minutes, guys.
Oh, that only took 30 seconds.
No, but you
Andy,
I had to wait.
You should have took another 30 before you said it.
I had to wait for the text.
Oh. Come on, man. We got to recover from that.
You're a good kid. Stay in school.
No, don't continue your new character. People hated it. The Q scores are in. 0.
Yeah. Low.
Oh.
Brings me to our first baseless fun fact.
Oh, you're going to keep going? I was going to go home.
The difference between a hurricane and a typhoon.
You can't jam. No, wait, no.
They're the same thing.
Just depends on what side of the world
Where's
you're on.
Where's that Australian morning show when we need him?
Hurricanes are in the Atlantic and Northeast Pacific. Typhoons are in the Indian Ocean and South Pacific.
And I believe they're called cockeyed bobs in Australia for no reason at all. It's a great name. We have a cockeyed bob, it's coming right at you. I'm aware of what you just said, scaring the hell out of me. What's that? Ah, it's a typhoon.
I-95 goes through 15 states from Maine down to Florida, which is the most of any interstate.
More than 90? More than I-90?
95 goes all the way to the eastern seaboard. And there's tons of little states. Of course it does.
Yeah.
Like the 10 goes through a lot, but then the states get to be Texas, New Mexico, and Texas, huge states.
I-90 goes from Seattle to Boston. That's got to be a lot
it
of
It does?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're still.
Might be those big ass states.
Yeah, those long, big states, yeah. So, like, by the time you get to the Midwest, you're
half of it's
five.
Only four.
You go from Maine to Vermont, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and you're in seven before you're even, like, out of Maine very far.
Quentin Tarantino did a rewrite on the movie It's Pat, the SNL movie character. He got paid for it, but was uncredited.
I'll bet he's happy about
that
now.
He's thrilled. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. That's worse than what happened to that kid for the Coyotes. His history's worse than, my God, you wrote for It's Pat? That movie's terrible. The sketch was hilarious. And by the way, something we could never get away with
never.
Now.
Nope.
I wonder if you told somebody, because everybody's, you know, all the PC world is so, you know, like everybody's so woke. If you told somebody, oh, my God, I think your transition's going great, and you were wrong. Like, if you told somebody, like, you look, like, because we, Brett and I always joke around about that sign language lady being Greg Maddux in transition.
She is.
And if somebody got offended by that, I'd be like, why are you offended? I thought transitioning was beautiful. I just was confused. She's not going through it. But well, that's offensive to people who aren't going through it. Why? I think it's a compliment to think, well, you could be a beautiful both. I thought you were a transgender. I'm sorry. How dare you? I'm like, wait a minute. That's not an insult these days. But if you did say it to somebody, your wife looks like a transgender, they'd be furious. Well, so all these woke people.
You started that with Caitlyn.
Oh, Caitlyn Jenner was
there. Tell a woman she looks like Caitlyn.
The second you look at your wife looks so much like Caitlyn Jenner. She's so beautiful. Even that the most woke PC person would be furious that you said that. Because deep down, nobody's saying she looks beautiful and meaning it. She's so brave and beautiful. Really?
50-year-old Dwight Turner lives in Davie, Florida. Recently went to a small private animal sanctuary owned by a guy named Michael Pogge. Paid $150 for a full contact experience with a black leopard. Feel what it's like to get bit by a leopard, scratched and mauled, and that's exactly what happened.
Right,
and that's what you deserve.
Yeah, $150 to get in there with a black panther. It's not Chadwick Boseman. It's a real black panther. Like, I wouldn't get in there with one of the members of the Black Panthers, let alone an actual Black Panther.
He needed multiple surgeries after the leopard did a number on the head and right ear.
Yeah. It would have been great, though. It's like some hillbilly in Florida. It's like, $150, I get to spend some time in that cage with a Black Panther. And you go in and it's Huey Long and his crew.
Right. Oh,
what's up, Cracker? How you doing? Where's the Panther? You looking at him? We going to whip your ass, Cracker. Oh, this is a different Black Panther party, isn't it? Sorry I interrupted your Black Panther party.
It does say it up front, full contact experience.
Well, that's who would pay $150 to get in
You're
there.
You're right, but Forrest would survive.
I'd like $150 to get in with the Black Panther.
Oh, is there video, Brady?
Not sure.
There's video of the dude.
Michael.
Oh,
that's him holding the paws.
That's him playing with it before. That's the same guy?
I don't know if that's the same guy or
maybe
that's
it's
the
just
guy
a
that
previous
runs the place.
Full contact.
Let's see the video. Oh, election day. Oh, you're at it again.
Fill the ballot.
This was all just Toledo's way
your
to
boys had it again.
Play us another ad. In. Way to go. Way to slide another ad in. I'm voting today. I'm going in to do it today.
Exclusively first right here on 10, a man mauled by a black leopard behind
But his victim not part of that plan. Photos show a victim's bandaged head and ear.
That's his head?
Mauled by a black leopard. Yeah. Detectives with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission say this bloody attack happened in an enclosure behind this Davy home on Ernest Boulevard.
It's at some guy's house?
Yeah. The man who lives here, Michael Podgy, has a Facebook page runs a sanctuary for rare and endangered animals. This video shows Podgy petting a black leopard on a kitchen counter.
Good girl.
Another video shows him inside the leopard enclosure playing with what he explains is a female leopard. Investigators say Podgy charged 50-year-old Dwight Turner, seen here, $150 for a, quote, full contact experience with his black leopard to, quote, play with it, rub its belly, and take pictures.
Your Craigslist ad.
FWC's report says once the man walked inside the enclosure, the leopard attacked. The injury so severe, the report says the man's scalp was, quote, hanging from his head, and his right ear was torn in half.
Hello, I'm Michael Podgy.
Authorities say
he's the guy in the
he's one of those
idiots in his backyard to play with panthers.
Well,
I don't know.
Go in there covered in catnip.
No. I want to play with one of your predatory cats, please. $150 to get in. I can't promise you you're going to have a quality experience, but you will have a first-hand contact with the panther. I'm willing to risk that.
So long, Black Panther.
Yeah, they're going to kill the panther.
At least I get to keep my monkeys.
Now, are you a guy who would do that if a wild thing said get in with the Black Panther?
Probably not.
Yeah, good thinking. I hate the word probably.
It's just so...
He uses that every time. Yeah. Quick. He never flatly says no.
I did have a full contact experience as a kid with a cheetah.
Mm-hmm.
And that
Chester
was
cheetah
right.
doesn't count.
That, a cheetah, for the most part, I'd probably check out.
Predatory cats.
Yeah. You're of all there, of them, a cheetah.
Well, cheetah is a predatory cat.
That's what I'm
they
saying.
They are,
that's what I'm asking them. I'm like,
I just know the background. They're very docile for the most part. But
mm-hmm.
You're insane.
Mm-hmm. You're an idiot.
And just to change.
They're really docile in all those National Geographic videos I watch.
You know what else is docile?
Like
for the most part, gorillas.
And a cub?
Gorilla's pretty docile. Still not taking my chances next to one.
Wow. There's his house.
Because I do know. He's doing well. I do know this.
That is not a very big yard to have a panther.
No, but look at all those cages.
A pissed off cheetah is going to kick my ass.
Yes.
And I'm not taking a chance getting in there with predatory cats. You think you could take a cheetah?
I could outrun it.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. I just think that's stupid. I think if you've got that in your head, you should get off my planet. Not you, Brady, but like anybody who's like, I got $150, I'm going to get in there with a predatory cat.
Probably also voting for Biden.
I root for the cat. If I, even you, Brady,
yeah.
loved you and known you for years. If I saw you climb into a cheetah cage, I'm rooting for the cheetah, starting right then and there. Like, well, I hope this goes south for him.
Ya.
Lesson will be learned.
You can do something about that stupid cat. It attacked me.
No, you went into its enclosure. Would you go into a prison cage?
Done that.
Would
with
you?
Jay?
If you walked around, Jay Kuntan walked around and said, this is one of the meanest ones, but we got her pretty tame. You want to hop in there with her?
I went full contact, the general pop
full contact
of the jail.
Experience. Yeah, yeah, but yeah. you didn't go
like
in a cage.
Staying overnight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's people zoo.
Yeah.
You stayed outside the barriers.
Yeah.
But if for $150
That's not
bucks,
my kind of Airbnb.
If $150, you could hop in a Malibu Bob's cell for a little bit and find out what shivs are made of.
Malibu Bob.
You got something there. Maybe.
You wouldn't do it. The little guy in the pink thong, you can get in there with him for a little while, too. He shanked a guy. He's here for life.
Brady, after that last joke, I will not be attending your block party, and we are taking our chili elsewhere. Signed, all of your neighbors.
Didn't even know it was a block party. I don't like to call it a block party until it gets to a
thousand.
What's
going on here?
God, I'd be so sad if a block party happened and no one told me.
I'd be sad.
You wouldn't be sad at all.
I'd be annoyed by it.
Yeah.
But if I was Brady,
I know you would be sad that you're missing out on
time to,
social
time
media.
To move.
You know what would be great? You know what I want? Here's what I'm wishing for. Is that Brady's in a screen door that you can only see out of and can't see him. Brady's the only Arizonan with a screen
with that
door.
That litter Indian
No, he's
tier?
Got no. He's got a little ghost makeup on. Just a little, just half. And he's got a tear running down, ruining it, because outside, everybody's just dancing to Pitbull and having a great time and walking by. Is a dude with a Black Panther that everybody's playing with, and it's going great.
Unbelievable.
And he wasn't, they got cats. They got wild animals. Christie's there from the zoo. Didn't tell Brady. The
now
block
I'm gonna
party
have
is a monster.
There's a dick there.
Yeah, and all you're thinking of is,
John said I shouldn't go out there because they didn't invite me, but everything in my being is telling me to be part of it.
I can't do it.
I gotta get out there. I can't help myself.
Saddest day ever.
It would be tough for you.
Now I'm going to have a nightmare about
it. To watch the Kaisers out front with their sheep-a-doodle and their Black Panther. And the Brady's not here party's going great. Hey, do you have a giraffe? Is that a giraffe?
Ah, God damn it.
Bastards!
Does it count as a Megan 911 if my wife just texted me and said, can Brady get us in to hang out with a cheetah?
Whew, no, that counts as
that's a very much an emergency.
The proper response is Brady can get you in with a cheetah.
And she sent me a video of a really nice cheetah.
How's her life insurance?
Yeah, you better boost that insurance on her.
I do have to make my selections for my enrollment.
You got open enrollments.
There. Perfect time to ask that question. Thank you.
Boost that life insurance and Brady will get it right into cheetah.
Give us a
cage.
Couple of days because I got to let this got to kick in.
Our cheetah cage is covered by our insurance. Could you get her in the cheetah cage if she wanted to go in?
I don't think they have encounters at the.
But Brady, you know it.
That's why we're asking you.
Yeah. Attendance has been down.
I'm not looking
Brady.
On the website here. I'm looking for the hookup.
You think
no.
If she gave you $150, I'll cover this, Jeremy, don't worry. And then we gave Christy another couple $100, get you in that cheetah cage.
You got to go a little bit higher.
All right, $500.
Yeah, I'll make that happen.
All right. Your wife's going in the cheetah cage.
Yes.
$500. You and Christy split it how you feel fit or not at all.
Brady's out there riding the rhino, and I'm just like, can we pet a cat? And he's like, they don't do that there.
Riding the rhino with a cheetah on my lap.
This is crazy.
I mean, I'll film it. If that's all we have to do is say I'm making a show for Instagram.
That's
true.
I think your Wild Pink show is better. You put your ginger wife in there with a cheetah. I'm watching that.
And I'm letting it go. I'm no intervening. Whoever wins, wins. Right. It's just like Jay and Kathleen, man. Yep. There's no interference.
You're kind of the Jane Goodall of this situation. You can't get involved. It's
nature.
Gotta
let it play out.
Right. Go ahead.
Play dead.
I got some smuggler's news.
Oh, good. Here we go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan. This is a story about someone hiding illegal contraband and getting busted. We call it the smuggler's news.
Well done.
Guy in Minnesota recently got busted for hiding a bag of drugs in someone else's ass.
Ooh. That takes cooperation.
Mahad Muhammad was driving, and a younger guy in his teens was sitting in the passenger seat.
Joe Biden?
When police searched them, they found the baggie. Cocaine. Tucked in the teenager's backside.
Crack or hole?
Oh, I think it's up in there.
Okay.
He eventually admitted those were my drugs. But the teen wanted it in his butt.
Okay. You're very uncomfortable telling me.
Yeah. So the traffic stop happened back in 2018, but it just now pleaded guilty on Monday. Second degree drug possession. He'll be sentenced in December.
They did a cavity search on the side of the road?
Yeah. Well, it's a different place. And you got to get it out of there right away. The kid was dancing. Man, you must love drugs.
That's your smuggler's news.
I don't even think I'd do something like... If Dr. Pepper became illegal and you had to smuggle it around, I don't even think I'd drink one out of my own ass, let alone Vesley over there. I got a couple in my ass. I'm like, I'm going to switch to Diet Coke.
I don't know, man. Give it a couple months. You might be going through some
Jones. I'd be hurting for it, but I don't know. Put it in your pocket. Let's start with pockets. And if it's
pockets too noticeable, John.
Is it?
You can see that coming.
I don't think I want anything coming out of somebody's butt.
Literally.
Well, I don't know. Literally. I really know.
Literally don't want that. No, I said you literally don't want that.
I don't want that. I thought you were coming out.
No.
Some sort of Diet Dr. Pepper truffle butter situation, Brett just did. Oh.
You've had your share of Stouffer's French bread pizza.
Oh, have I?
And the lasagna. And Well, Stouffer's is coming out with a clothing line. You can now buy.
You've piqued my interest, right?
It's pretty sweet.
And Jeremy dresses terribly.
Live, laugh, love, lasagna.
Oh, God.
Oh, they got another one that says layer up. Let's canoodle.
I'm going to have to initiate a ban on these clothes
Mac and cheese is self-care.
Huh? You're not allowed to get these, Brady.
Too late. I've already.
You knew
live,
he'd
although live, laugh, love.
That's pretty solid.
Oh, it's a wall hanging.
You got to get that for the bitch barn.
Yeah, Brady. Yep. That's this. This looks like stuff that should go in your.
We'll pool our money together.
That's for
this
Bert.
Is, for Bert.
Live, laugh, lasagna.
Live, laugh, lasagna would look nice in your house. If you were a homosexual.
He's thinking about
80
it.
$80. Holy.
It's only 8x8.
But that's not the Stouffer's line, though, I don't think.
Oh, all right.
I think I could print that white piece of paper that says Live, Laugh, Lasagna and frame it for less than $80.
Oh, yeah, that's Redbubble. That's all, like, counterfeit stuff.
Oh, jeez. All
these
right.
aren't the legitimate.
The inside
that's not Stouffer.
Hold on. Redbubble? What?
These aren't the legit Live, Laugh, Lasagna.
Nope, that's not legit. Okay. That's not the Stouffer's line.
Bootleg.
That's Redbubble. Everybody knows that that's a sham.
Well, Jeremy shops at Redbubble. It's the dollar store.
No,
the
you could upload whatever image you want and sell your own shirts through that.
So it's Etsy.
Yeah, it's similar to Etsy.
Okay.
I've got some science news.
Oh, Friday. Are you ready?
Hello, my friends. This is Brady Bogan. Time. This is your science news.
Thanks to the texter who reminded
That's
me.
Right. Well done.
Ogre-faced spiders have the largest eyes of any spider in the world, and they only came out at night. Because
like
the freaks come out at night.
I knew you were going to go there. I knew we all saw it coming
they
down
can
50
see.
Seconds. You take a break for a second, because we're just about done with you.
Yep.
They have to walk you around the block. I'm not
come
kidding.
On.
Shh.
Make him take a lap.
Come on, I always
going to take a lap.
I actually looked out in the parking lot for the car I want you to go touch and come back. Right now, I think it's Jeremy.
As you say it, you were, I cut you off.
No, I was stopping you. No, I was saying it. Like the freaks, Brady, don't do it is what I was going to say, but you just started going, cut the freaks come out at night. Just couldn't help
you
himself.
Rushed it a bit.
They can see 2,000 times better than we can in the dark.
I hate spiders.
And scientists always thought they were deaf, but it turns out they have tiny receptors in their legs to help them hunt, and they can detect sound from more than 6 feet away.
Doesn't mean they're not deaf.
It's true. Well, black scientists always thought they were deaf, but it was in a different way.
Gotcha.
Spiders. Deaf.
Gotcha.
A study in the Journal of Behavioral Ecology found vampire bats are much better at social distancing than we are.
Oops.
When they're sick or their immune system is weak, they automatically stay away from the other bats that are the healthy ones.
Put they them can off. Sense the sick one.
Yep.
We used to be able to do that when we used to point out weirdos and stay away from them. But now everybody's, that's called bullying.
Workplace is all up in arms.
Don't point out the weirdos.
This is where the lepers live.
Right. You're supposed to accept
them
in your neighborhood.
That day that I took off because I thought I had a scratchy throat and wanted to come back the next day, No.
No, we got a little bad.
No.
Well, we had to. You were sick.
But I already had I had two negative tests.
Not enough.
That day.
Things were going so well without you. We thought, you know.
That's what it is. I just wasn't reading the signs.
Well, wow, we really didn't need him after all.
NASA reposted the spookiest photo of the sun ever taken back in October of 2014. The brightest and most active parts of the sun happened to make a pattern that looked like a jack-o'-lantern.
Do we have a
two
photo
eyes,
of that?
Two eyes, a nose.
I know what
smile.
A jack-o'-lantern is.
just making sure.
For the two people out there, what's a jack-o'-lantern? This guy's speaking funny language.
And that's your science news!
That is kind of a cool picture.
I can
picture.
See it.
That's a neat picture. I like that. It looks like every emoji
see, John,
ever,
two
though.
Eyes, a mouth, and a nose?
How in the world is that a jack-o'-lantern?
Wow.
The, every we'll emoji that. People send me, the little face, look just like that. I squint. I try to – I can't – stop.
They're
to anyone
small.
Who knows me,
they're too small.
Stop sending me the face emojis. I don't know what they are. I can kind of see the one that's laughing with the tears shooting out of the
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, is that laughing or crying?
I don't know. Yeah, and I don't know. Are you sad? Have I made you upset?
How about the ones with the hands?
I can't see them.
I can't see them either.
If I have to go get glasses to know what you're emoting – it wasn't worth it. Just type out the word happy.
We'll pay for that jack-o'-lantern on the sun about 30 years from now when that heat finally hits
when
us.
When that sun flare knocks out Asia.
Yeah.
Stupid jack-o'-lantern sun! I hope we're around to see that. That would be neat. Because I'd sit in my little recliner, 78 years old.
Hey, that's the thing Brady was talking about.
Oh, my God.
Holy I hope President Bieber does something about this. My skin!
His third term.
Well, it's going to be a, he's a dictator for life. He's the best we've ever had. Unlike that goddamn Biden. Hang on, my phone's ringing. Oh, my boy's at it again. He's still alive.
Biden or Toledo?
You. You're going to get killed this weekend for your signs. Your support of pedophilia.
The first radio video is an Oregon health official got in trouble.
The state because or the piano?
The Oregon state.
Okay.
Claire.
Or the body part.
I did hear Oregon, too.
Yeah.
Now I'm super confused. Can you start over? Because I was thinking
Oregon
piano.
Health official.
Oregon.
Yeah. The state of Oregon.
I understand what it is, but it sounds like you said Oregon. Oregon health official is like a real thing.
Right.
So I was like super baffled when you started the story because I heard Oregon, too. And then when he said state, I was like, what?
Now she's like it. The Kara Christ here in
with
Arizona,
better hair. Probably with better hair.
I don't think so. She decided to do the numbers of the COVID report dressed up as a clown. I think it'd be funny
oh,
for
fantastic.
Halloween. And only three deaths.
Oh, did she? Did she squeak her horn
she's
nose after
that?
It's waka time waka. Now, it's time now to go out to our authority.
And she's got an interpreter.
Let's go out and see. All right. How many new cases did we have in Oregon today?
40. And also, things are not real good on the death front. Here's a horn for everybody who died yesterday.
All right. That's a lot of deaths yesterday. Thank you. It's not easy.
Oh.
Hey, who wants to hear terrible numbers about dying?
Is that her talking?
Yeah.
Did she use normal voice? Oh, and
do I got to read the sign language? Yeah. What's going on?
Who's yeah. also a senior health advisor. And we thought we'd start by giving you a quick update on where we are as a state with COVID-19. As of today, there have been 38,160 cases of COVID-19 in Oregon, with 390 new cases being reported today. Sadly, we are also reporting 3 deaths today, bringing the statewide total for COVID-19-related deaths to 608.
Oh, my God.
Chaz right, Bono well, over there for sign language.
Whoops, thanks for that awesome report from our clown medical advisor.
And Star Power.
Any questions?
Safety.
Oh, man. Computer went crazy.
And then, Toledo, I sent you one. Guy's got a frisbee dog. He's on the beach with his Alsatian.
It's a German Shepherd for all you people in the United States, but Brady learned that Europe calls it that, and he got all international.
Oh, jeez.
Said all of Phoenix. this guy. Who introduced you to Alsatian? I had a British woman. Because I said my friend would immediately.
You didn't know that.
One more time.
Wow.
Yes!
That actually might be one of the Belgium.
Malinois.
Yeah.
Those
cops, that's a though. Clean catch. There's no penalty
yeah.
on that.
Yeah, that's right.
They were both
completed,
looking at it.
Yeah,
completed
both going
the
for
process.
The frisbee. Why is that idiot
throwing
standing
it at
on the
her?
Other end of that?
Yeah!
Oh, that
playing pickleball.
Just. Now, pause it at the end. What happens to. Is that a woman catching that?
No, she
yeah, she's
no
catching
ideas.
The dog.
She has
well, yeah,
no
I
idea.
What happens to her thong in this situation? Is it worth looking at?
No.
Not at all. Nope. I was just checking. That dog did the right thing. Get her off the beach.
You can find that on the Girls Getting Hurt Instagram page.
Yeah.
It's a great page to follow.
It really
all right,
is.
I'm following that right now.
Girls Getting Hurt
oh,
is
yeah.
a
priceless.
Hilarious. Yeah, it's all awful and makes you feel bad for loving it as much as you're about to, because you're about to. It's terrible, but
that top middle one's pretty good.
What does she do?
This lady, she walks out the door and gets plastered by watch
by a car.
No, watch it.
Oh, by a short bus tried to kill her. Oh, that's
that lady's
hilarious.
On my 600-pound life.
Oh my goodness,
she had that thing in fifth gear and was not slowing down. Oh.
Yeah, girls getting hurt. The video. Something we should. All right, Brett, you're enjoying it too much.
Fresh out of the tan.
All right, Brett. Here you go. You like this one too.
What's this?
Hold it now. Hold it now.
Oh! It's a dance takedown.
Right to the chest.
Atomic butt.
Like two. really drunk Colombians. One tumbled onto the face. Oh, my God.
What's this guy doing?
That guy just started to rape her. Biden supporter. Wow. Yeah, that dance did not go well. Anyway, that's a fun website. That you can do all weekend. Girls getting hurt. Instagram page. She landed right on that woman's head in the road.
Concussion protocol.
Yeah,
I saw.
No, this is gymnasts doing.
Yeah. I told you you looked fat today. Carly, you're a pig.
Wow, the uneven parallel bars are good for one gymnast. You try to put two on there, the whole thing comes tumbling.
Not happening.
You know why they did that? That's from 6 years ago. That's so that Dr. Larry Nassar could treat him right after.
Yep.
Oh, you girls look hurt. Let's get these pants off.
You hurt your nose?
Why are your pants off?
That's what I meant.
But it's a head wound.
Take them off.
No, he wasn't getting their pants off. Let me get my pants off. Good doctor will rip his pants off.
But my face. I hear I banged my face.
Yeah, no, I got to have my pants off. Take a look at that. And it looks like, there's a lot of wounds there. Hold still. Gymnasts. Are we ever going to win another gold medal?
Yeah, Simone Biles is back, right? She'll take everything.
Okay. And then it's over.
There's nobody else coming up?
No, because she's the last of the crooked trainers. Simone Biles came up with the
We got Carolis. Plenty of them.
Ah.
So you're saying they're only good if they've been messed with?
I'm seeing the proof's in the pudding. We got a lot of gold medals through that time period. And we had none before, and I don't know about after.
Way to decipher that one, Bruce
Wayne. And also, by the way, when he was working in Romania, gold medals. So Bella came from Romania, had himself a Nadia Comăneci and a whole Romanian team that was through the moon.
Or like...
Defects.
What's the magic? Yeah, what's the secret?
Give him a ranch in Houston. We won't even peep at it. Did a horrible stuff. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying, are we ever going to win gold medals again? It's like Tiger Woods can't win a golf tournament unless he's got 14 whores and some painkillers.
Where's the problem?
Right. That's what I said. Why was golf so mad at that? Guy was a moneymaker. He has to have like 6 Perkins waitresses and a couple Perkies on the side. That's how Tiger loved golf. And he just lost his will to win.
Yeah, I don't know how much longer he can do the one win a year or maybe.
Yeah, it's not. Well, yeah, he's got to go to the senior tour.
I'm going back.
Give me some Percocet and a couple of whores. What the hell? There you go. That is your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98 KUPD.
You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. Right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.